Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Tiamon Hatcher heard that an old ore-grinding mill near Rogue River was to be sold for back taxes. He was 61 years old, and by then had been a miner, farmer, mechanic, road builder, carpenter, and even an oxen driver. So Tiamon and his wife bought the 20-acre claim in 1960 and moved into a small cabin that had been abandoned to goats and deer. Discovering old mine shafts, he and some partners chiseled the gold-bearing ore out of the remote mine shafts with picks and shovels, and then packed it over rough, steep hillsides in 5-gallon pails to the old mill. Hatcher wouldn't start up his diesel-powered rickety mill to crush the ore until he had brought in 3 tons. That took a lot of buckets. Later, he cut a rocky road so that a tractor and trailer could bring the ore over half the way, but it still had to be hand-carried uphill. When his wife died, Hatcher had no savings after the medical bills, but at age 82 in 1981, he kept mining, positive that he'd strike it rich someday. Today's episode of As It was written by Dennis M. Powers. Edited by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully, I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.